Pleasure to hear from Rabbi Adler today. I've been Rabbi Adler here and a few other guys. I've been in here for 4 years, and it's been one of the most incredible experiences of my life. And Baruch Hashem, we're privileged today to hear from Rabbi Adler about, you know, about the integration of our own learning as mechanchim and what it means to be teaching and how to balance that time, right? What we should be investing in. So, without further ado.
Okay, it's a pleasure. It's supposed to be here, and I'd love to share with you some reflections. Really, we're talking together, and whatever comes out of it is probably meant to come out. The balance, the challenge of how to portion our time, how to think about the role of a Lomed Torah and a Melamed Torah. All of you in some way are Melamdim, as you are here, and all of us in our life are Melamed Torah. We also have an obligation to learn Torah. What's exactly the relationship between these two very important yanin? And it's quite striking, maybe, to frame the entire topic for you. On one level, you look at these two issues and you say, well, they're competing with each other. They're competing values. Each one is a value in its own right, to learn Torah, to shtag, to learn as much as you can. And there's also a value in giving over. So, obviously, they can't do both at the same time. And seemingly, one comes at the expense of the other. Should my primary energy be spent on growing and learning myself, sitting hours and hours and hours just learning more and more Torah? Or should I be spending my energy giving over to others? If people want to learn and I know already so much that I can give over, so why should I spend the time learning myself? Let me just start giving over what I know. Where should my energies be devoted? I have X number of hours in the day. How should I apportion it? There's a fundamental problem in the way I present the issue. When I present the issue this way, it sounds like these are two distinct entities, two distinct values. There's a value, there's a mitzvah of learning Torah, there's a value, there's a mitzvah of teaching Torah, and which gets priority. It's not true. It's not really the way to think about the issue. There's no contradiction, the etzem, between learning and teaching. The fact that there's a tension in theory is an illusion. The tension, to the extent that it exists, is going to be more on a practical level. But not because these are two different values that compete with each other. They're the same. They're one and the same. What do I mean? If I were to ask you, should I put more time to learn Bikias or more time in Ir? So that's a question of what? Within Talmud Torah, where should I focus my time, my energy? How much Bikias Seder, how much Iyun Seder? So it's no different over here. You have to answer the question for yourself. How much time to teach, how much time to learn? But we're talking about learning. It's the same Indian. What's the source for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Anyone know? Look in the Rambam, in the Chinuch. Where do we learn that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? No? V'shinantam levanecha. It's not from the Dibar Tabam, it's v'shinantam levanecha. What's that? That's teaching Torah. And as Rashi brings from Chazal, the levanecha here means who? Talmidim. So the mitzvah to teach Torah to others is the source for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. How amazing. There's another pasuk that tells us that we have a mitzvah to teach our children. That's the pasuk in the second section of Shema. The mitzvah to teach Torah is the source for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So what's the pshat exactly? There's also drashas Gemara has. It's one separate from a Rebbe. You have to learn on your own. But the mitzvah itself is defined as the mitzvah of teaching Torah. There's a mitzvah to teach your grandchildren Torah. So what do you see? Again, we're not talking about two separate issues. But let's understand, how is this true? How is it that the Torah can tell us that we are to learn Torah by telling us about teaching Torah? Moreover, v'shinantam, Chazal darshan, v'shinantam means, Chazal tell us, it means literally, when in Farshi Pshat, it means like to say over, like the sater, Chazal Dashim Vishinatam Elashin Shinon should be Mechudad and Beficha. We're talking about how a person should be so bucky, so clear, Loitagamgame, such a mastery. And this is the mitzvah Vishinatam Uvanacha. What does this seem to indicate? So I think it goes two ways, and it's all true. It's a reinforcing cycle. This is the soul that I think we see in the Torah. In other words, the idea of teaching Torah, the idea of learning Torah, are really interrelated. And let's see how. I learned something myself, and I understand it on some level. I master it on some level. I think I know it. But what's the real litmus test? How do I know that I know something? How can I be sure that I understand it? What makes that understanding more clear? More often than not, it's when I have to tell it over, whether it's to a group of people, whether it's to one person, whether it's to a chavrusa. When I give over the Torah, that makes the Torah for me much more clear. So the lelamed reinforces the lilmod. It's only through the giving over, the opportunity that you get to give over the Torah, that you're able to enhance your own level of lilmod, of your understanding. That's on one direction. The other direction is that when you want to give over, so you can say, look, I know what I know, and I'm just going to give it over. It doesn't work that way. For you to be able to be successful in giving Torah over, you have to have a certain mastery on your own level, far above that level that you might be teaching on. It has to be for you, v'shinantam mechudada b'ficha, and then you can teach on whatever level you're teaching on. Now, it's not as if you can say, well, I know basically what I know, and then I'm going to give that over, you know, to someone else. You have to feel that you are on a certain level way above what you're giving over, and then you distill that and give it over to others. But if you don't have a certain clarity for yourself, that the limo gave you, then the lamed won't be as important and as effective. You know, they used to quote the Lubavitcher Rebbe in a letter, one of his first letters, the public letters, in the 1950s, after he became a Rebbe. Then I quote this a lot. If you know Aleph, teach Aleph. Have you ever heard that expression? If you know Aleph, teach Aleph. Okay, there's some truth to it. But there's a lot more than that. In other words, if you know Aleph, teach Aleph, it's basically, you know, how you start thirsting for knowledge. There's so many people know nothing. You know as little as you know, but meanwhile, you know more than the next person. So give it over. Share it. Good. But I think there's something else. Is it the same thing to learn Aleph and someone knows just Aleph? Or learning Aleph and someone knows the whole Aleph base? Tell me. Even Aleph, learning Aleph and someone knows Aleph base, is a different limud of Aleph. Halachas kamakam, if you're learning from someone who knows Ol Chumash, and knows Mishnayos, and knows Gemara, and knows Shas, and knows Poskin, you're not learning everything that they know, you're learning a small drop of what they know, but it's coming from a place of a higher level. You know the Prima Gadim, what he did? Besides writing Svarim, what was he? Yosef Ta'omin, a Melamed Daradiki, taught Aleph. Right, that was the Prima Gadim. But Moshe Feinstein has an amazing idea in Daras Moshe, in Parshas Baloscha. Pasuk tells us there, Baloscha Saneros, that you're talking about Hadlaka Saneros in the midst of Hadlaka Samenor, the Russian is Beha'aloscha. Why Beha'aloscha? Rashi has two pshatim why the word Beha'aloscha is used. One pshat is that you're supposed to light it in such a way that the shalheves is olamei alecha. In other words, you light the wick and the flame rises. That's how you're supposed to light. One pshat. The other pshat is that there was a step in front of the menorah. The kohen who would light the menorah would go on that step, and then they would do what they would do. When they would do that in the daytime and hadlaka saneros at night, they'd be on the step. So what's the connection between these two different shatim in Baha'loscha saneros? So Moshe says the following idea. He says, do I have it? I even have somewhere the exact lashon of Moshe. Yeah. He says, what does it mean when it says that you want the flame to rise on its own? It means that when the menorah, of course, represents Torah, and when you want to teach Torah, you want the Talmud to be able to be empowered to learn on their own, that they can have ability of mastering on their own, not just that you're part of information, but they own it, and they feel they feel an accomplishment in what they have. Not just that they're passive recipients of learning, but they, you know, you want to excite them about what you're giving them. That's the idea of Olam Me'elecha, that the flame has to go up on its own. How does it happen? So Moshe says like this. The menorah was how high? How high was it? No one will know. 18 tefachim. 18 tefachim is maybe 3 amos, let's say, right? 6 amos, 6 tefachim to an amma. 3 amos, if an amma is a foot and a half, to a 4.5. 4.5 Moshe's amma is now is 1.5 feet, right? So does the Kohen does hatavas hanelos. So he has to clean inside in the morning for whatever ash was, residual ash from the day before, the night before. Do you really think the Kohen needed to go on a step in order to be able to reach inside the cups to do hatava? If it's, the whole menorah is only, say, 18 tefachim, so 3 amos. So however, you know, the average height is maybe 5 feet, right? What do we say we're talking about? 4.5 feet? So he can do it, right? So what's the idea of going on a step? Teretz is, you go on a step, then you can see inside that much more clearly. You see exactly what you're cleaning. Totally, right? You're not just, you know, doing it, a decent job, okay job, but you can actually totally scrub it out, right? So that's the muscle. What's the nimshel? That if you want the Talmud to have the excitement, the enthusiasm, the sense of accomplishment that will be Olam Me'elecha, in order for that to happen, you have to be on the level of, as we said, Vishinantam, that it should be so clear to you, you should have such a sense of mastery, you should be able to have the Hatava that you do in preparation for your teaching should be so clear and so perfect that therefore it will trickle down on the level that it does for the Talmud. So you see, again, what we have, the relationship between the Lilmod and the Lamed is such that they're reinforcing. On the one hand, the Lilmod, the Lamed reinforces the Lilmod. And on the other hand, the Lilmod enables the Lamed to be that much greater. In fact, when the Rambam, which means not just, you know, Aleph Pishala, but no more, get yourself to a certain level in your own learning so that what you give over will be, even though you're giving over not a fraction of what you know, but you're giving over in such a way that they'll pick up, that there's more here, and they'll be excited about it, and they'll want to own what you give over because it's coming from a different place. L'mashal, it's a mitzvah of l'lamed that the Rambam talks about, v'shinantam l'vanecha. But does that mean that immediately you start teaching l'talmidecha? I mean, good, a little bit. But basically, the Rambam himself writes, when the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, he talks about the mitzvah to teach Talmidim, the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah on every Rav. That's the Lashon of Rambam. First he talks about Chayvad Demam Es Beno, and then Chayvad Es Ben Beno. Then a few halakas later, the Rambam says the mitzvah of every Rav to teach Talmidim. So what do you see in the Rambam? That the idea of l'lame doesn't start when you get to Aleph. Okay. Up to a point, but in terms of the bigger picture of l'lame, in terms of going out and teaching Torah to Talmidim, you have to get to a certain level in your own learning. What we mentioned before about how teaching reinforces your own learning, that's also in the Rambam, Perek Hei. The beautiful lesson in the Rambam, Perek Hei of Talmud Torah, at the very end. The Rambam writes, HaTalmidim Mosifin Chachma, Mosifin Chachma Sarav Umarchivin Libo. Lashon Rambam. Talmidim expand the wisdom of the Rebbe. Amru Chachamim, Habe Chachma Lamatim Rabose, Yosem Chadeira, Mi Talmida Yosem Kula. Ukeshem She Eitz Katan Madrik Es Agadol, Kach Talmid Katan Mechadid Harav, Ashe Yotzi Bimenu Bishay Losav Chachma Mefuara. That just as we find a small twig can ignite a larger one, so it is that even someone who knows far less than the Rebbe, Talmid Katan Mechadet HaRav, at Shiyotzi Mimenu L'Sheilos, through the questions, the Chachm becomes a Chachm Mefu'ara. So I think basically that's the first Yesod to think about. Lilmud L'lamed is no different than thinking about areas of Talmud Torah. How much time should I allot for one thing, for another thing, for this type of limud, that type of limud, it's the same idea. I want to bring out the same idea from the Ramban. This is in the Rambam that I just brought you. The Ramban al Torah talks about the two psukim, Parshas Shema, Veschana, Veshinatam, Levanacha, V'Divar Tabon, and then Parshas Eikev, in the second section of Shema, when we say, So the Ramban notices the difference, first of all, Vishinantam versus Pilimadita. And then here it says, Vidibartabam, in Shema, what does it say the second time? Lidabirbam. So the Ramban is going with Yipshuto, Vishinantam, Vanacha is children, not Chazal's Rasha, that's Talmidim. The Ramban explains, first of being the Ramban in Eikev, then we'll go on maybe to Ramban in Parshas Etzchan. The Ramban points out that the difference between Vishinantam, Levanacha, Vidibartabam, and Vilimatam Osam Espinechem Lidabirbam, so the Ramban says the following. Ki tochem terech apshat, shebog ahosif pekah, this is an Eikev, Lidabirbam, ki sham siva vidibarta atabba. You speak about it, Shibtucha b'Veisecha. So who's Vidibarta going on? Who's speaking in Torah? Who's speaking in learning? You are. Vishinatam Uvanacha, you teach, you're telling things over, Vidibartabam, and you continue to speak about Torah, Shibtucha b'Veisecha, Kriyashma, Chazal Dash is learning Kriyashma, but meanwhile, the Pasha Pshat is the Torah, you speak about the Torah. Here it says, "Shenilmad osam es baneinu ad sheyidabru bam habonim bechosha." So, what's the point of the Ramban? Yidabru bam is going on who? The kids, children. And the Ramban continues, "Lechein hosi bekan v'limadetem osam." If you want that to happen, listen to this. If you want that the children should be yidabru bam bechosha, notice the difference. V'shinantam v'limadetem. So, here the Ramban goes again. Ayin panim haTorah. Before we said Vishinanta means the thoroughness of it. Ramban learns Vishinanta means Lesaper, which is Sunny Nun, like the Targum has. He says, Hosei v'limadetem, ki Vishinanta means she Yesaper lohem ha-mitzvos. Vishinanta v'nacha means tell over the mitzvos to the children. The Khan, here it says, Ad sheyilmedu o yilamdu osam, they should learn it. In other words, you're going to understand the Torah deeply. That they will be able to speak to who? Speak to you about all the time. So this, the Kodesh Ramban, the Limaltem is a step beyond the Shinantem. The Shinantem is just going to achieve a Dibartabam. So you're giving over the Dibartabam and you continue to talk about Torah. The Limaltem, says the Ramban, is the idea that you're teaching it the Tameya with all of the Geshmak and all the reasons and the depth. What's going to result from that? Olam Eilecha. That's going to result in Da Berbam, the Shittach HaMerisach, they'll talk to you. And it's going to, again, it's going to come back to reinforce you as well, as we noted before in the Rambam. So again, you see how the Lamed and the Lamed are really coming together as one. Now I want to mention another Ramban, and then maybe you'll see with the time how we can close. The other Ramban is back in Veschana. Now let me give you a Hagdama to this Ramban. The Ramban explains the Shinantam of Anacha in the way he understands all Sefer Dvarim. When you see a mitzvah Sefer Dvarim, you have to ask yourself, according to Ramban, the following question. If you look in the Hagdama of the Ramban to Dvarim, you know that Ramban understands Dvarim a certain way, a certain shita in how he understands Sefer Dvarim. There are mitzvahs that did not appear yet before. Yibum, Eben Zomimin, Tishema, Gerishin, Ramban mentions a few mitzvahs like that. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew this from the first year or two. He got it from the Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. He didn't give it over for whatever reason until now. So that's a mitzvah mechudeshes. Chayisa hear about it now for the first time. But a lot of the mitzvahs Ramban learns are mitzvahs mevu'aros, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu, during his last weeks of his life, wants to elaborate on the mitzvahs, that they should understand the mitzvahs through the, you might call it Torah Shebal Peh, perspective of Moshe Rabbeinu. We felt he came to Rosh Hashanah in terms of Sefer Dvarim as being part of the Torah, but there's a bechina of Torah Shabbat Peh within Sefer Dvarim ki yodua, can be Meirich, but the idea of Sefer Dvarim according to Ramban is therefore including the Perush of Moshe Rabbeinu on the Torah Shabbat Chsav that he got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaiser should now understand it through the prism Moshe Rabbeinu having received the Torah Shabbat Peh elaboration, and they're getting the Perush of the mitzvah. So that's why Sarasat Dibros have Shinuyim from Parshas Yisro to Parshas Veschanan, because each time there's a Shinoy, it's Moshe Rabbeinu trying to give another layer of understanding in the Pasuk. So what's the Mivu'eres idea of the Shinatam of Anacha? Where do you have the core obligation mentioned in the earlier Svarim, that the Shinantim of Anacha comes now to elaborate, to expand, and to give it, flesh it out. So you get some very interesting insights in the Ramban, to start going through the Ramban Dvarim and noticing how the Ramban makes very creative associations between a mitzvah and Dvarim, and how it really is meant to flesh out an earlier mitzvah that exists before. So what would you say? Where do you have mitzvah Talmud Torah in the first four Svarim of Chumash? Seemingly, the first time mitzvah Talmud Torah comes up is here in Dvarim. So where do you see this as being a mitzvah Nivueres rather than a mitzvah Chodesh? Have you hear the problem? Listen to this. The Shinata Mubanachas of Tavan Gam Ere Mitzvos Nivuaros Nir Mizukvar Ki Me'achas Etziva B'Mitzvos Chukas Olam L'Doros Seichem Bein Yil Bein B'nei Yisrael Osi L'Olam Zos Brisi Asher Tishmu B'nei B'neichem Min Zaracha Acharech. He quotes three different psukim that talk about how the Torah is eternal. The Torah has to be transmitted for generations to come. Hinei anachnu mitzuvim sheyedu baneinu hamitzvos. So implicit in that, what the Torah is saying is that we have to make sure the Torah gets transmitted to generations after us. Ve'ech yedu samun ulamdin. It's not going to happen by itself. We have to be a vehicle to make that happen, to ensure that the Torah has a continuity to it. And that's the pshat of the Shinantim of Anacha, being, you might say, an elaboration on an axiom that already exists, that's already implicit in the earliest part. So what do I take from this Ramban? An important idea in terms of the achrayus that you should feel whenever you engage in being melamed Torah. That is, that Torah is meant to be transmitted from generation to generation. And when you are engaged in being melamed Torah, you are part of that experience of ensuring that the Torah has a keel. You're speaking to people younger than you, and they, Mitzvah Hashem, what they have will be able to now go down to the next generation. We have an achrayus, that Torah, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might give us avtacha, kibos yishachach, pizaro, but we are partnering with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see to it that there's a Masorah that continues for generations. That's an incredible idea that should energize us, that should inspire us, to help us recognize how beautiful it is to be in the role of being a Melamed Torah. Now, whatever time you have left, the question, of course, that does challenge us in terms of prioritizing time. Having said all of this, it's all beautiful in terms of the hashkaf of it. Umaisa, you are all growing and learning. You continue to grow, and you have talents on some level being melamdim. But on the other hand, you also realize how deep Torah is. I hope you do. You're here, after all. And I'm sure that they wouldn't just take anybody, so you're obviously on a certain amount. And you can see, hopefully, that you get satisfaction from feeling that the Talmidim that you teach are, in fact, growing from you as a role model and from you over. And that's incredible. But you also recognize that Torah is vast. And, and I tell this to people all the time, not only about you vouch for this. I tell this to people going to Rabbanis, teaching Torah, that level in adult education. Even if your learning is going to be an obscure place in Kalim somewhere, or Kudshim and Tyrus, and you're teaching something, Hilchos Kriyashma, Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, whatever, and you think, what's the shaykhis? Why should I choose to learn something that has no seeming connection with what I'm spending my time teaching? Of course, you have to prepare the material. But the answer is that the greater Talmud Chacham that you are, the greater, again, you have to have some pedagogic approach to how you teach, of course, but given all of that, the greater Talmud Chacham you are, the greater success you'll have in a role of a Rebbe in whatever capacity. It doesn't mean that you have to give over those particular inyanim. You should never stop your own learning. I have a chaver of mine who learned many years in yeshiva, and now he's in administration in a school, and he gives classes as well, and he was bemoaning to me. He says, I cannot have no time to learn anything outside of what I'm involved with in the school. And he wishes he had more time, and it is a challenge. And look, you can't. But I think that to the extent that you can, you should never look at everything that you learn in terms of, it has to directly connect with the shiur I'm giving tomorrow. You have to have a kvius in learning and try to finish the sechtes and try to master as much of the Torah that you could. and all of that, even if, you know, the connection is not a straight line between what you learned and what you're teaching, because it will ultimately help you, and the difference will be recognized by people that you teach. Now, having said that, so now where do I put my time? The fact is, if I'm involved in this project of Lamed, that project of Lamed, like Torah Mateyaleh, where's my own learning going to come from? And if it's supposed to reinforce my learning, and I'm supposed to reinforce my teaching through learning, where is it going to go? I have to... So the answer is not an easy answer. But I'll simply share with you the famous Gemara. You probably know the Gemara in Erevin, with the Rebbe Rav Preva. You must have heard this Gemara. Rav Preva, the Gemara tells us in Erevin, in Galat in the days, was a Rebbe of a clearly a learning disabled Talmud. No doubt about it. 400 times it took until this Talmud would chap the shir. That was what it would take 400 times. Yom Echad Bayad Nosa the Mitzvah. So he was being pulled out for some mitzvah, pidyon shvuyim, or whatever it was, and the Talmud realized that the Rebbe was distracted, he's going to be going somewhere. Tanale v'lo gamar. So he taught him, and the Talmud didn't get it, even after 400 times. I mean, always 400 times. I know that at that point, you know it. So why is today different? So he told him that from the time that they came in with the message that, that we have to call you out to be involved with the mitzvah, my ADD set in, right? I couldn't focus. The koshaita mean hashtag koimar, every second you're talking on this level, and my mind is like, it's going to go out any second. So he couldn't focus. So this is what the Talmud said. So Amalei Havdaitach. Focus now, I'm not going anywhere. Havdaitach. The Asnilach, and I'm going to tell you again, Hadar, start from scratch. Basically, first 400 times we're basically wasted. So now he's ready. Okay, I'm not going out with you. Okay. Again, Hadar Tanali Dalmir Zim Yachri. Okay, so what do you think? Nafak Baskal of Amalei. Baskal came out, he says, Nilchalach. You have a choice, Rav Preva. You can live to 400 years. Oh, the Tisku at and the whole world, the Darach, Lama the Asi. You and your generation are going to get Olam Haba. Guaranteed to Olam Haba. That was the question that was posed in. Which do you choose? Amar Dinisqa Na Vidarai Lama the Asi. Not about me and my personal Lichas Yamin. My generation and I should get Olam Haba for this. Amar and Akarish Baruch, it's new lo zubizu. Zocha to go. A lot to say about this Gemara, but the simple takeaway is, what's the pshat? That you're going to have, you're going to live for 400 years. I don't know if he lived not as 400 years, but he had a Bichas Yamin, obviously, that's the sense of the Gemara. What's the pshat? He did not lose out. You would think that if a person is a Rebbe to teach him so many times, like, so where's his own learning? He's obviously sacrificing the time for his own learning. And the Haftacha was, they didn't lose that. So it's a nice Gemara to recognize that the schus, sometimes you have a schus, you're teaching Torah, and you'll find the time. The time will be there, you'll have extra time, it will somehow materialize. Okay, you have to be a chacham, you have to know, obviously, how to navigate this. But if we have like 5 minutes, I can take some questions from you, but I think that's really the takeaway for all of you, to, as I started to begin with. Lomod Olamed is one enterprise, it's one entity, it's one chepsa of Torah. It's ki'ilu, we talk about different types of learning, different areas of learning, different material to learn. There has to be a balance. You don't start teaching Aleph when you know Aleph, unless, again, in extreme circumstances, maybe you could make the case for that. But generally, you want to bring yourself up to a certain level and then use the learning that you have to help and energize and bring to a higher level the Lamed. Use the Lamed to reinforce your Limud, but don't always think about the Lomo to be connected directly to the Lamed. You are a bigger Talmid Chacham, your Lamed will be more effective. And don't worry too much about how it's going to work out. Make sure you put in the right time for both. And then hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a Siyata Deshmaya to be successful both in your own learning as well as in your teaching. Okay, we have 2 minutes. For whatever question or two you have, you can take a question or two for 2 minutes. No pressure, just if you'd like. Ari, yeah.
Is there any thought that there's been a shift in the past, like, a couple of decades, folks that are less not as much on Talmudic, more, I would say, it's relatable, or have a greater skill in connecting with guys? Or
look, this isn't a good point. Sometimes you connect more with people who are younger than with women who are older. I understand it. I can see that. I don't think necessarily should be that way. I'm getting older, after all, you know. And I my personal feel, like when I was your age, I can tell you that Rebbeim I had in the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn were 80 and up, you know. So I can tell you that, you know, maybe 75 and up, you know. But basically, talking about Rebbeim, and I always looked up to that. I think there's a mila. Again, you have to know yourself, and you have to know. It's not always about being cool. It's about recognizing what's genuine. And if a Rebbe is genuine and they're warm, whether they know, you know, who won, you know, the Super Bowl or whatever else is, you know, sometimes, you know, with it, it's not really relevant. It's relevant is that they care about you and they want to give you the commitment, the devoted. And I think that most Talmidim can recognize that and appreciate that. Again, sometimes it's a question of getting people involved. And you need a little bit of a younger touch, someone who's more with it, on the ball and whatever. Again, you have to know yourself, you have to know what works. But I think that it shouldn't be that way in the ideal world. But again, you have to know if it helps you, because you can relate to the Talmidim better, they can relate to you better by bringing in something that speaks to their environment. I think that you should use whatever tools you have in your in arsenal, because ultimately you want to be makarev, you want to inspire, so it's totally fine. But I think once they get to a certain level, that they're motivated, hopefully they can see past that issue of always trying to find the most cool Rebbe and try to look at the Rebbe that fits most for what they can get in terms of their growth and learning. Shkayach, all of you, you have tremendous hatzlach in everything that you do. Great to be here.